That's when I was skinnier. Today I'm going to be in Psalms. I've been reading a book by John Calvin. It's Calvin Commentaries. And it's about the creation and how to be thankful. Well, we all should know how to be thankful. But it also gives you guidance on how to be humble and show our wisdom and our power.
Let's see, which one was it?
Okay, yes. The Apostle Paul applies a doctrine of creation for his salvation. For God, he said, the light shall shine out of darkness. Is the one of the shines of the hearts, that light of knowledge of God, for the glory of God in the face of Christ. We were in utter spiritual darkness, furthermore, and we loved it. So we must, he spoke with the sun into existence, so that God spoke the light into the heart, dark heart. So a lot of things, even Lupe had mentioned earlier about saying that why we are so humble or thankful for things that are blessings that are happening to us, and I've always asked God, do I really deserve it? Because of the simple reason, I don't think I deserve anything than anyone else. And I've always believed in that. And it's like, that's, to me, shows humbleness. It shows truth. It shows, like, I'm not a gold digger. I'm not, you know, anything special. All I'm trying to do is make my life enjoyable and love the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I've always believed in this, and on the thankfulness part. The power of God's word was seen in the council. That's two. And his word is very important to us.
Amen.
And I mean, it speaks volumes, because even when I ask, am I worthy of this or anything else, or worthy of anything that is given to me, it's usually, why not? That's all I understand. Why not? You worked for it. You deserve whatever you can get. And my girls are, don't get me wrong, my girls are giving mom's purses and all kinds of name brand stuff all the time. And some of the stuff I can't wear, you know, because they're bigger than I am, whatever. But they want to see it. Mom, do you want to try it? But usually end up giving some to Mary. I got a scapegoat now. But we don't get it thrown away. Let's just put it that way. But purses and things like that. So, I mean, my girls are always good thinking of me before they pass on the thing, unless it's for kids' clothes. And then the schools get it and whatever. So, and we got a lot of clothes for the kids this year through school, through Michelle and Brett, and for the girls, which was helpful. They were hand-me-downs, but they grow so fast. It doesn't, no sense in buying new stuff. It really isn't.
Amen.
So, I mean, yes, I was very humbled that we didn't spend a lot for school and got them ready. Very much so. But his counsel on this thing, I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. God says, no, you're not. Oh, this is contrast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of no nation. See, he's frustrated with the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands before forever. His plans in his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation of whose God is the Lord. The people whom the people have he has chosen for his own inheritance. The reason I wanted to bring this all up too was because of the election this week. A lot of people are hurt, and a lot of hate is going down, and I don't understand. Why do you want to destroy your own country or your own city that you live in And it doesn't make, you know, it's electoral votes is how it was done. It was process of elimination. It's always been that way, always will be that way. And here they want to send out a petition to get Trump out of office. He's not in office yet, so you can't do stuff, you know? But anyway, I'm very thankful for the way it turned out. Am I fearful? Yes. And that's part of being thankful, because it's what is next with our country.
Amen.
But also the first 100 days, after seeing what Trump has outlined for the first 100 days, I'm not as fearful as I was, say, Wednesday, because I feel at least more calmer, because it's always revolving. It really is. And we all need to revolve and grow up. I know a lot of people don't like change, but change is every day.
Amen.
So it's part of our changing lives. Okay. B, C. The complete trust of the Lord's results in thankfulness and worshiping from the heart. Thankful is not a feeling of when you get what you want or even don't deserve it. That's what I was talking about earlier. The emotional response, happiness. Happiness is based on what happens. Thankfulness is a choice. Stopping to say thank you, even if it is given to you or done for you, is a learned response. It's not a natural instinct. It should be a natural instinct to say thank you. When I make dinner at home, my grandkids always thank me for dinner.
Amen.
I think that's wonderful.
Amen.
Travis, when he gets a shower, his bath, thank you. He loves new tub. That's all I'm going to say. He loves the new tub.
Amen.
He's got room. But they say thank you and they say please a lot. They need to say more please, to be honest with you, but we're working on the thank you, and that's a big step.
Amen.
In any relationship or anything like that. So I can't really ever complain.
Is it B?
Yes. Okay, we shall always be thankful for what Jesus has done for us.
Amen.
Jesus heals the 10 lepers in Luke 17, 11 to 19. We all know the story, and he heals actually one. And then the other 9 are looking dumbfounded and ask him, but why didn't you heal me? And Jesus steps up to him and says, there you have faith. You are healed. And he walks away. And he actually is healed. It may have taken him longer to get rid of the spots or whatever. But because of his faith, Jesus knew he was healed. And he needed to understand that. His faith. Sometimes faith is what we take longer at. It doesn't happen overnight. So that's the other issue or things that I wanted to bring up. Because it didn't. Our bathroom thing has been almost a year now, and we're tired of it. Mary and I don't like one bath, one toilet, do we, girl? We're girls. We're getting close, I know we are. But also, to say please and thank you, okay. And when you saw that he was healed, he came back with a large voice, that he knew that he was a Samaritan, that's what it was, okay. And then in Psalms 107, 1 through 2, it's the thankfulness. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. He is faithful. His faithful love continues forever. That's what those who have been set free by the Lord should be saying this in Psalms. And I wanted to have a little open discussion on thankfulness, and have everyone who that wanted to speak up, what they should not should be thankful for. What is going on in their lives that they are humbled and thankful for, and have a lot of faith in resolving a lot of issues. Does anyone want to go up? Don? I see you moving.
I'm thankful that I'm able to be here. Like I said before, you know, like things were last year at this time, I didn't know exactly how they were going to end up. Didn't know I was going to make it to this point and be in as good a financial condition as I'm in and other things, and I'm just thankful to God for that.
And your health? Is it getting better?
It's probably stabilizing right now.
That's good. We need to keep praying on that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any more kidney function that quick, but there are ways that you can, you know, if you keep your blood pressure down and stuff, you can get some. You can retrieve some of your lost failure, but not that much. I'm approximately at 25% right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of look like you, from 2 weeks ago that I've seen you, you were very jaundiced, and today you look less jaundiced.
Oh, well, not
so I think it's a good
thing for
the long run. I really do, because you didn't look very sickly before.
Okay.
So I'm going to state it like I see it sometime. You're looking good.
Thank you. I don't see it the same way you do.
Yeah. I know, it's frustrating.
You can't see yourself unless you look in a mirror. And when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm concentrating on other things, not whether or not I've got yellow skin.
I know. How many more green hands we got?
not green. Green skin, maybe. I might notice quicker than yellow, but.
Yeah.
But yellow lets you know that your liver's not working properly.
Right. I know, because Mike even had it in. David?
Right. I think when you are truly thankful, it helps you be humble. You know, because when you're really, truly thankful, you have that attitude that Lupe and you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
God is blessing me and I don't deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not humble, you know, it's hard to be humble because you feel like somehow you deserve this, you know. And so you're not so much thankful, but when you become truly thankful, it helps you be humble because it gets you to the place where, man, I get this, I didn't deserve this, but God loves me this much. And,
mm-hmm.
and so you can not so be so full of yourself. When you truly believe that the things that you receive, the blessings that you get, are because God gave them to me and because He loves me, not because of something great I've done or special I've done. Be thankful you can find humbleness.
We do need to find humbleness, you're right.
Amen.
Because sometimes I just think that a lot of people that I've run into are over. I need a couple dollars for the bus fare. I need this, I need that, I need food. And I point their direction. I'm still from the bridge, working at the bridge. I still have some cards, believe it or not, from the bridge. This is where you're going to need to go and get your help that you need. And if they're willing, and I said, first question I ask is usually the guy anyway, are you a veteran? Because the bridge will set up a veteran in a home immediately, with a felon or without, because they are the ones that have worked the hardest for their country, and it's a way of paying back the veterans, I'm sorry. So I mean, I let them know, but some of them don't even know the answers because they just want to walk the streets and, you know, beg and borrow, and that's unnecessary sometimes. Besides with the cold weather coming in, they need to have shelter.
Yeah.
So, they really do. Kelcar.
I'm really grateful for patience because I hear that it means I'm terrible. I need more patience.
Yes. I need to have more patience with you too. We both need more patience with each other. Because you like to talk low, and I don't understand.
I guess what? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking to you and I.
Yeah.
I ain't getting Mr. Rich involved anywhere. Anyone else? Kimmy?
I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. And I have asked God that a couple of weeks ago, you know, why do you do so much? And just because I have a family who is there for me, especially my parents who understand and help me with my physical problems, and they're always there, and I'm very blessed. And also, I'm very thankful and very blessed that God put Edward in my life. So he's been a great blessing to me. I'm very, very grateful.
Well, I know one thing, you did have the wound back a lot less time than Sarah did. And it seemed like I was going for 3 months over to her house every morning, taking care of her. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what that wound back. Yeah. That's a bad situation, but it does work. Mm-hmm. And I do see the results on it. But I know Sarah didn't see results. But yes, you know, I'm grateful. I don't think your wound is probably as big as hers, but I'm grateful that it didn't last as long as hers did for you. I'll be honest with you. Especially on your ankle, I think it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta walk. We like to walk. Linda, do you
want
to
have
anything?
Well, just because we're all walking through you renovating the bathroom, mm-hmm. I just personally am so extremely thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm able to clean myself up.
Mm-hmm.
Because for those of you who maybe think, oh, I wish I had a nicer bathroom at the end, you have a bathroom.
Yes.
And you can clean yourself up, because if you can't, someone else has to do it for you.
That's true.
So just every day when you can take a shower, be thankful.
Amen.
This is just a new revelation of thank you, Jesus. I can
thank
clean
you for
myself
for helping me get along in my own.
Oh gosh. I mean, it takes 10 times as long, and but you know, like, I can still do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, just be there are people who can't do it. I have an MS buddy. I think some of you have met her, Angela.
Right.
She and I met a couple years ago. She also has diabetes. You know, MS is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have two to rub together.
Mm-hmm.
And she called. I mean, we try to keep in touch. But she has since fallen, broken her leg.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's probably not going to be able to live on her own, much less shower herself.
Yeah.
So many, she can't now shower herself. She can't dress herself. And it's just, I mean.
Because you're taking away your independence. I can understand.
Oh my God. That is just such a big thing.
But there's a lot of help out there. So.
There's a lot of help, but you really want to do it yourself. I mean, even Travis wants to do it himself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, even my children want to be able to do it.
Especially if I don't want to.
But we need to be like little children approaching the Lord and saying, thank you, Jesus. I can clean up.
Yes.
Just.
Because he hasn't had more speaking, and he's doing more speaking now, which I'm very grateful for. Sometimes it sounds like muttering, but I can try and get across what he's trying to tell me.
Yeah.
And the speech therapy that he's having at Baker is really wonderful, because I think it's only one day a week. I just wish it was more. But it's all good. Dee Dee.
Yes. I'm so thankful for the people that in my life that loves me, and I love them. I am so thankful for them, and I hope God bless them in every era of their life. And I thank a friend of mine comes over and cook for me sometimes. I'm thankful for that. That makes me out a whole lot. It's a little bit, cut the yard, you know, stuff like that. I can't probably do myself. And I thank God for them. And I'm hoping and praying that God will bless them in every way.
They should. God should bless them. Because it's a lot of work and faithfulness. At least they're faithful. And they enjoy your company too, I bet.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you enjoy theirs. It sounds like it anyway.
And I'm so thankful. God bless you.
It's a great thing, nice to be humble, huh? Anita?
I have a blessing, and I want to thank the Lord that he's blessed me a long, long way. And 3 years ago, I didn't think I'd be here because I was just that sick. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten a whole lot better, and he's blessed me. And my family's been taking good care of me, and I've been praying for my aunt. She's still having problems with her stomach, but she's doing the best she can. Mm-hmm. So I would like for prayer for her, and I pray for the church family and my friends and family.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll try to say this away.
No, I'm thankful for everything that's happened for me ever since I moved out here to Texas, no matter how mad my dad gets at me, tries to throw me under the bus, thinking that I'm still not grateful, but I am grateful. And even though I might not show it, I am grateful for having Jerry in my life as well.
Awesome.
Oh, amen.
That's sweet. Very sweet.
I knew that.
Clark, do you want to say anything? Do you want to be Santa Claus this year? Okay, yeah. He's going to be my Santa Claus.
He's got to put on weight.
Yeah, he needs to put on some weight. Come to my house, I'll make sure you get fed. Anyone else? Calvin, did you want to say anything? No? Mr. Rich?
That's for me.
Oh, you don't have your own voice?
No.
I guarantee it. Tim's got his own voice. You'll be hearing it in a minute. Yeah. I know. Patience with each other. Uh-huh. You need to be thankful for it, at least having someone to talk to each day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Very much. Brenda, did you want to say anything?
I was thinking I was so glad that all the Terrells and you were put all together, and it was just so neat how God blesses us with y'all.
Mm, thank you, Brenda. He blesses me with you texting me every once in a while. Keeping me on form on Thursday nights, who's winning and who's losing the football game.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were in that one.
Oh, that's okay. It was fun. My grandkids are mad boys doing all kinds of sports right now, so I think you take them. They text me just as much as you do.
Well, I'm hoping I get the drive for the next football game.
Yeah.
Our team won last night.
Uh-huh.
They beat Lake Highlands, and my daughter was running. She has somebody that she used to go to church with that has a Lake Highlands kid. So she says, Lake Highlands gonna pull over? Nah.
Well, there's also I don't know if anyone knows, but with colleges, I guess we've had some rape issues and stuff that's been going on, and I'm so surprised that they are, but
yeah,
it's still moving on, and it kind of hit close to home. It was one of my daughter's teacher's friends. It was her daughter that was in college and that was actually raped, and I had to go take off a day from work and go help with that situation, but it's still very violent, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
We should have already dealt with that.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I think.
Yeah.
But that's all I've got. If anyone else wants to say anything? Jerry, do you want to say anything, Jerry? Jerry?
What?
Do you want to say anything?
Oh, I didn't know he had a voice.
That's why I called him, Bree. You got it now! It's on Jerry time. Okay. Mom Ruth, would you say the prayer?
Okay.
Gracious
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your house once again, and God, we pray for each one that's come out, and we're thankful that they're here, and Lord, we pray that they'll come back again next week. Bless
Cindy and her family. Bless each family that's here, Lord, and help them to grow with thee. Mm-hmm. And bless us all that we might do your will in our life. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.